All right, good to have you with us. Hour number two. Doc, I was in such a hurry. I have to go to the bathroom, right, because it's like in, you know, the North Pole around here.
Yeah.
From our studio.
And we have to jog.
Then, yeah, then I decided I needed a cup of coffee, right?
Yeah.
And so I filled up, as you can see.
You got a full cup?
A very full cup, which is a huge, huge thing about me that most people don't know. Matt knows it very well. You see it right now. Everyone that's close to me in my life laughs at me about this. Hey, man, why do you fill up your cup so much? And I said, well, because I want to drink more. I don't want to drink less. I want to drink more.
Well, no.
Yes.
I mean, you fill up your cup so much because you fill it up all the way and forget that you have to fill it with a little bit of cream. And then by the time you're done with that, you're like, oh, no, it's at the very
top.
No,
but even if I don't have cream, like I don't today, I fill it up with black coffee.
Here's
all the way to the brim. And look.
Were you talking to anyone while you were filling up your cup? Were you not paying attention to the task at hand?
No, saying thank you to JP and Scotty for bringing in some pizza. I had a slice of pizza earlier. But I have a smaller. Listen, I have a smaller mug, my best buddy's mug, right? And I was spilling. And Matt's like, 30 seconds, guys, because you had to go wherever you had to go, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to run. I'm trying to move. I'm trying to walk as fast as I could, but I'm then burning my hand with black coffee as I'm walking back to the studio. By the way, it gives me a... See, that's a smart idea, Doc.
Veteran move.
You know, I have these things here.
Yeah, but you don't use them.
No, I do. I just forgot that I had them up here
until
just now. I know. You have the paper cup with the lid.
With
the smart lid. Move, all that. But you know what it does? It gives me a great opportunity to say this Friday, Best Buddies, we have our homecoming gala at the Reagan National. It's completely sold out, so you can't get tickets. But we have a great silent auction that is operational right now. It's easy to tap into on your computer. Or your phone, what have you. If you want more information to see what we have, lots of great sports packages, lots of great non-sports packages, vacation trips, all sorts of stuff, go to bestbuddieshomecoming.org. That's bestbuddieshomecoming.org, so you can make a bid on something right now because we need your help. And I can't announce it, but we put the finishing touches on a big-time thing this morning. A big-time guest and a brand-new ambassador for Best Buddies. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited, so jacked up for that. And we've got a lot of other great announcements coming up.
That you could get a Super Six-Pack in this as a...
As an auction item?
Yeah.
What do you think a Super Six-Pack by the committee, the 32-person committee... What do you think that would raise? What do you think? A couple of nickels?
A few hundred dollars. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Maybe. All right. Hour number two underway right here, right now. Again, in case you missed it, the big breaking news, Stephon Diggs out for the Houston Texans for the rest of the year with a torn ACL. He is a free agent at the end of the year. So that is going to be a really intriguing storyline to monitor and follow. And Joe Flacco has officially taken over for the Indianapolis Colts as their quarterback, Anthony Richardson not only struggled, and that's really the reason, but struggled on top of tapping out the other day. In addition, we're asking what has been the number one reason why the defense has improved? And number two, and we talked about Johnny Newton's emergence and Fedarian Mathis. I don't know why they call him Phil, but I call him Fedarian, whatever, that's his name. But the bottom line is that's one of the reasons and only one of the reasons, and there's multiple reasons besides Joe Witt and so on and so forth. And then on top of that, are they a legit 6-2, basically? Are they truly the number two seed in the NFC? Because when they've been good in the past, a couple of times that they've been good, 2018, 2008, I don't think anybody bought in. But maybe I'm wrong. 301-230-0980. Let's start off with Tim in Connecticut, and then we'll get to G. What up, Tim? How are you?
Hi, Chris and Doc.
Hey, Tim.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for meeting.
I'm really intrigued by how Washington's approached their weekly preparation from the prior game, preparing for the next opponent. Hmm. And I think it impacts both the defense and the two other phases of the game. how they review the film, the Tell the Truth Mondays, focusing in on the areas they want to improve upon from the prior week and how they've been able to demonstrate that in the next game, and then game planning for their next opponent. It's incredible the progress I see each week and the focus the whole team has on that game. I'm curious, Doc, from your experience, do you see something in this, or am I kind of blowing it out of proportion? But to me, this is part of the real secret sauce that's helping this team do well. They've got a test this week. You know, this huge uplift that come from behind Hail Mary victory, to be focused, stay focused, and focus on the Giants is going to be a true test to see if they can do that again.
Yeah, I'm real familiar with what they're doing because it's what happens with successful programs. And it's not new. It's just new around here because we've been run in a manner that it was foreign to me. But no matter how good the program is being run, it's the troops that buy into it and allow it to be run. The players are doing this. You can't pull an interview from that locker room or on our air, guys that come on every week with you and Craig and B. Mitch and Finley and the Junkies, Grant and Danny, that they don't talk about their locker room.
Mm-hmm.
They enjoy going to work.
Yeah, the brotherhood.
As much as we kid around here, it's never torture coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a blast in here.
Yeah.
It's fun to work.
No, you're right.
So no matter.
I mean, it's not fun to deal with certain things, but it's fun to work. Yeah.
Yeah. Some occupational hazards.
Yeah.
We have to get through it. But it's still fun doing it.
Yeah.
You know, we've been in situations. Well, I can't ever say that. I've never been in a situation where I hated going to work to get paid. But there are some uncomfortable situations that you don't feel good about.
Yeah.
And then there's those things where some people lie and say they would go do it for free. I've never said that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have felt like you really enjoy going to work.
Yeah.
Not everybody has that feeling.
Well, and here's the other thing that I was thinking about, Tim, and I mentioned this on another interview. Maybe I mentioned it on the show. I can't remember, but it just kind of struck me. You know, like, you can buy into a culture change, right? You can buy into, hey, man, we're a brotherhood and all this stuff. Can you buy in and that's where it ends, or do you immerse yourself in it? Meaning, if you immerse yourself in it, if it's all you think about, if it's all you want to do, if it's run through a proverbial brick wall for each other, for the coach, for the organization, for whatever the case might be, I think if you immerse yourself in it, that allows you to keep your head on straight, not get too high, maybe not get too low. Like Doc said, enjoy coming into work, but take it seriously. They know they have a lot of things to fix. They know they've not really done anything. And I think that mentality, while a lot of people talk about it, I get that, but do a lot of people immerse themselves in it? And I think this team, the sense that I have, and again, I don't know, the sense that I have is they immerse themselves in it. They don't just talk about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, we've seen the lip service go through here.
Yeah.
These guys are action participants. They, when they get to work, is earlier than most people we've ever heard of.
Yeah.
And then when it doesn't work for them on the field, when it's not their best moments, they don't point fingers. They don't blame others. They accept responsibilities for failure and fix it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, this is refreshing because we've had some real jerks that have played here over the
last
20 years.
Tim, what do you think? Are they a legit 6-2, 2-seed in the NFC, or is that a little bit of a mirage in your eyes?
I mean, the results are earned. But they have to demonstrate it each week. But the encouraging thing I see is they've got this process in place that they stick to and that, as you point out, are committed to, and that seems to be making the difference. So and I think it's repeatable. So I think it's legit. They're going to be hitting some teams who punch, you know, at their same weight class, and the Steelers and the Eagles and the Falcons, if the Falcons still have to fight on for the team for the their division win. So they've got to prove themselves, but they're in that class and they have a chance.
I got you. I got you. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Doc, I've been accused by Bones, who accuses me of a lot of things, of blocking the canines from calling in.
Well, they understand that we're not at the top of your list, but at least we're on your list.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We're accustomed to not being welcomed everywhere. But
well,
we
sometimes you're on the naughty list, sometimes you're on the nice list,
right? We don't necessarily need to be invited in to get in.
I think Bones should be put on the naughty list because he's always trying to stir the pot and always trying to accuse me of denying the canines. But, Doc, when it comes to the canines, I usually associate the leader, the lead dog, with being G from the shop.
Oh, yes, sir. He's definitely decorated.
What up, G?
Nah, see, that's part of being a team. I ain't taking none of that credit. I'm nothing without my teammates, man. And nothing without Doc. And you know what I'm saying? And Russell, I'm glad you stayed on focus, man, because usually when you talk about food and beverage, man, you lose all focus, man. You stayed on task, and you mentioned that best buddy. Shout out my man Ty, man.
Thank you, bro.
Tyler, man.
Yeah, I take care of business. And wait a second. When you say when I talk about food and beverage, I get on track. I mean, who doesn't love good food, Jay?
Oh, no, we love good food, but you be forgetting all about them people. That's why they don't be staying on hold that long, because you get to talk about your cottage cheese in your lunch bag, and people hang up, man. We ain't got. We do have lives, man.
You do?
We do enjoy talking on the radio.
You do?
We do have lives, man. And you better take my man Bones, man. That's Unc, man. Take him off the naughty list, man.
Well, Bones deserves to be on a list worse than the naughty list.
No, see, that's the problem, man. When people have differing opinions, man, you can't get mad at them. You can't tell them go to hell and call them dumbass, man. And you can't put them on the exempt list, Russell. You got to take everybody's opinion, man, because everybody got one. But I know for a fact this team is way more better than that Alex Smith team, because that Alex Smith team was inept offensively, man. And then also – We was cutting players that was helping us, like Capri Bibbs, and that's how my man Alex Smith's leg got broken in half, because he was benched. You know what I'm saying? So let's not even worry about that Alex Smith team. We are a high IQ fan base. We know what we watching. We done seen us win on the road. We done seen us protect our home field advantage. We done seen us blow teams out. We done seen us win dog fights like the other day when we shouldn't have ended up winning. So, no, we definitely building on something. And, yeah, it's enjoyable to come to a job like that where you got leaders that keep stuff in-house. You ain't got no leaks. I heard you spent a whole show last week talking about you wanted to know the daggone HIPAA results from a man's medical. That's the difference. Last year we was dogging them for having a sieve leaking everything out the locker room in Ron Rivera. So, no, keep it close to the vest. Let's stay professional and let's stay on track because we got the Giants this week. It's time for us to go 2-0 in the division. You know what I'm talking about, Doc?
Amen, brother. You know I know.
G from the shop accused me of a HIPAA violation.
Hey, man. Our people, we keep our eyes on you.
But for real, Russell, when you talked about we be jock sniffing and the athletes can't do no wrong. Yeah. No, we held everybody accountable. We high IQ fan base. And you almost made me drive off the Woodrow Wilson Bridge calling anybody but yourself a jock sniffer. I love you, Russell.
G, I love you too. But you know, if the glove fits, you must wear it. There you go. G from the shop. By the way, Doc, there's another big breaking news item in the NFL. Ready for this one?
I can't wait.
The Baltimore Ravens have made a trade. They've acquired former Pro Bowl wide receiver Diontae Johnson from the Carolina Panthers to join Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, and to juice up that offense a little bit more. How about that? Diontae Johnson, we knew, was going to get traded. I mean, remember, he was with the Steelers. Then, you know, we kind of knew he was going to get traded. Baltimore was not a team that necessarily like jumped out to me, but if you think about it, right, you come off of kind of a bad loss at Cleveland, even though, I mean, if Kyle Hamilton makes that play right before and doesn't drop the interception, you win. This just gives them one more option, one more weapon to fight that Kansas City defense.
Well,
right?
The first thing you have to do is recognize that you may not have enough and keep building it. And I think the Cleveland Brown game was a good eye-opener for them to recognize mm-hmm. that no matter how good they are, they need to get better.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be uphill. And it, for the Browns, it's just the craziest situation I've ever seen in my life. But Denver showed you how to do it. You just don't have the guts to do it. So I have no sympathy for them, but I do care about their fan base.
All right, so there's the breaking news. We have Stephon Diggs out for the – I'm surprised the Texans weren't able to figure out – yeah, because they didn't just find out about Diggs an hour ago. They probably knew Monday, and the news just leaked today. I'm surprised the Texans weren't able to pull something off here with no Nico Collins for the next couple of weeks and no Stephon Diggs for the rest of the year. But the Ravens get it done. They've acquired Deontay Johnson from the Carolina Panthers, and that was a name that some people had tossed around here. Again, every name, you know, Josh Uche got traded yesterday from the Patriots to Kansas City. I don't know if that was necessarily a name that I heard a lot of here, but certainly a name that could have fit. There is one name that I don't think gets mentioned a lot. I wanted to bounce it off of Doc and see what he thought. Thanks. We will do that shortly, and we will continue to take your phone calls. Jonesy will be first up, and then we'll get to DC and Akatink and everybody else after that. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the number isn't 867-5309, but if you call that number, maybe Jenny will answer the phone. If you call 301-230-0980, Matt will answer the phone, and we will get you screened in and get to you as quickly as we can. Not everybody makes the phone calls. Not everybody makes the show, so don't take personal offense or anything like that. You know, it's a busy show. We got a lot going on, and we need you to be as good as we possibly can. Doc, there was one name that I wanted to run past you. Like, all of these things that we've talked about, right? All of these trades that have been made. I mentioned Josh Uche yesterday from New England to Kansas City, Deontay Johnson today from Carolina to Baltimore. Other trades have, of course, been made last week. We saw Amari Cooper go from Cleveland to Buffalo. We saw... who did we see? The other big wide receiver trade. DeAndre Hopkins go from Tennessee to Kansas City. And then there was another one. So many different trades. Za'Darius Smith. Left edge, outside linebacker, / hybrid defensive end, depending on how you want to use him, for the Cleveland Browns. Opposite of... what's his name? Yeah.
95?
Yeah. Why am I blanking on his name? You know who I'm talking about. Okay. Za'Darius Smith had a sack of Jaden Daniels on the first series of the Cleveland game here.
Right.
Beat Andrew. Well, they assigned it to Sam Cosmi. It was kind of like in between them, what have you. Is that a guy, if he's available with the fact that you can never have enough pass rush. Dan Quinn is known for never having and always wanting more pass rush. To get extra bodies here, in case of an injury, again, they've already absorbed one with Dorrance Armstrong. Cleveland Farrell missed a couple of games. Dorrance Armstrong missed basically two whole games. To me, a guy like that, because he might be available... and I don't know for sure if he's available, but I don't know why he wouldn't be available, would be a good fit here, even if he's not a pure starter for you, he can mix in that rotation, again, of Armstrong, of Cleveland Farrell, and Dante Fowler, and give you 1, 2, 3, 4 edge-slash-defensive end
guys.
We're
talking about the same guy. He's one of the best players in the league.
He's
not a starter here?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he is, you know, once he gets comfortable.
We're talking maybe about he's almost like a franchise quarterback. Yeah. If we're talking about the same guy.
We are.
Yeah, he's a game changer. Yeah, I think we're talking about the same guy. He's a home wrecker.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll get their quarterback situation, well, they may have to fix that wreck, but then the wreck may be fixed thereby just going with a veteran. You may have one that may require me going inside a library. Because I don't think you can solve this one in 25 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's so complicated because do they have the guts to do what Denver did and just live with their mistake and move on and play the middle-age dating game with quarterbacks until you can flip your roster? But I don't know if I'm giving away a generational pass rusher. There's only four of them in existence. But you may have to do that to flush. Great question.
He's got 24 quarterback pressures on the year.
Yeah.
An overall grade out of 100 of 71.4.
Yeah. And again, I just.
He's 32 years old.
Yeah. It's a great question. It's a great sports talk question. I'll give you that. Because I don't think you can solve it in one stroke.
Doc's like, get out of here.
Come on. No, it's a good one.
I love it.
You went, Judge. You went out to park. You hit that one out to park.
Well, you know, it's just something that runs
but you're not just making it up.
Mind.
That's something that you have
legitimate.
To. If you're Peters, you got to think about it.
Well, here's what I would say to you. If I said Adam Peters is going to make a trade before next Tuesday's deadline.
Right. To win this year.
To win presumably
right
this
now.
Year.
Yeah.
For a defensive end or pass rusher.
Right.
As opposed to a corner. If they're making one trade, and I don't know if they're making
if you
any
get
trades.
Him, you do get the corner because he makes. I can play corner.
Well,
if he's
and that's how I argue it too. Is yes, that wouldn't be like the most purest of needs.
Right.
But he would help. Yeah. He would help your corners.
Yeah, he helped. Yeah, you're right. Like I said, he could. You could put a lot of us out there if he's there. He is so. I'm just thinking.
He's not bad against the run.
Generational. Oh, he's good at whatever he wants to do.
Like 270, 275. Oh, he can anchor
a
little
beast.
Bit. Yeah.
Him and Watt.
And if you remember, if like people remember the first series of the Cleveland game, he broke in again through Cosme and Wiley on the right side of the Commanders' offensive line, and he lassoed Jaden Daniels down.
And he's not 100%.
No. Yeah.
He's not playing at 100% this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's dragging some injuries with him. He's still that dangerous.
Yeah. All right, let's grab one here before the bottom of the hour. Let's get to Jonesy next up on the Team 980. Jonesy?
Hey, Doc, keeper of the K-9s on the air.
My
love
man.
Love it. Say, Chris, what's happening, man?
What's up, Jonesy?
Look, that used to do this? I mean, if he's available, yeah, I will pull up to the daggone airport of Dulles myself and drive that guy over there to the park. That's what I've been pretty much still itching for. We need some edge rush. We need to get to make the quarterbacks make mistakes and make throws that they don't want to and make them feel very uncomfortable. That's what we really need, man. So I'm still pretty much keep my fingers crossed for something out there that's real good. I would take an edge rusher quicker than I would take a corner, though. That's what
agreed.
What we need. And as far as the Anthony Richardson thing, man, he's put himself in the worst position ever. He might come back from it, but he's definitely sitting inside the hallway of quarterback suicide.
I'm with you.
You don't say stuff like that over the mic. You don't say that. If you want a job, and jobs are hard to come by even in the NFL this day and time, you've really been checking it out. You don't say that. You tired? If I'm a wide receiver and I'm running down the daggone field and I'm sitting somewhere in touchdown land with nobody around me and I can't get the ball, that's going to be in my head. You was tired, too tired to get the ball to me. If I'm a lineman on the line and if I'm blocking, you was too tired to call the positions and the pass protections if for the reason why I might have missed them. So that right there scares me in a quarterback. So that for them to switch, put Joe in there, a guy who's still hungry, and every time he steps on the field, they get W's, and that's been since Cleveland. And I don't know how Cleveland didn't bring him back. But anyway, I don't know. It is what it is. I'm out.
All right, thank you, Jonesy. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. 301-230-0980. Let's do a quick trending alert, and then we will come on back. More of your calls. Doc's with us until 3 o'clock today, so we'll have an extra hour, well, normal hour, on the other side of 3 o'clock, and we'll have plenty of time, of course, for your calls. No guests scheduled or anything like that. Let's do it up with the trending alert. All right, lots of NFL news, but sad NFL news is how we begin. Charvarius Ward, the very good corner of the San Francisco 49ers and free agent to be, announced on social media today that his daughter, young Amani Ward, has passed away. She was born prematurely with Down syndrome, had open heart surgery, and has battled heart issues since, again, she was born, and he passed away. She passed away, or I should say, yesterday, according to Charvarius Ward. So our thoughts and prayers, obviously, with the Ward family of the San Francisco 49ers. Meanwhile, Stephon Diggs, of course, the Maryland product, is out for the year, as we've told you about over the last hour, with a torn ACL suffered in Sunday's Houston Texans game. Of course, the Texans already without Nico Collins for another 2 weeks. The Ravens have traded for Deontay Johnson from the Carolina Panthers for a mid to late round pick. The Colts have benched Anthony Richardson, and Joe Flacco will take over for now as their starting quarterback. The Giants, the upcoming opponent this week, they lost on Monday Night Football last night. Daniel Jones is expected to start once again, according to Brian Daboll, and Deontay Banks, another Terp who has had all sorts of issues with effort and hustle in the coaching staff, former first-round pick a couple years ago. He is expected to start as well, according to Daboll, as again, Jones is 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, the DOC. We'll take your calls right after the game, and that's what's trending. All right, good to have you back with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I just saw a headline that said Jerry Jones is hoping for a storybook finish. Yeah. At 3-4, you know.
With Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah. He hadn't fired anybody yet, so, you know.
Don't forget he's number one.
Yeah.
In revenue.
Yeah, that is true. Lots of stuff has come out, you know, over the last week, you know, about the autographs and the, you know, the people in the building at the practice facility and all that.
You're a zoo. It's a zoo.
Yeah.
How dare these players?
Doc, you remember, right, under Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen, they used to have these huge, like, cocktail party things during the offseason at Redskins Park, right? Mm-hmm. And it would always be done in the evening, right? So, to my knowledge, people that were just regular fans were not ever really running around the building when the players were there. So I will say that, but you also remember on our charters, there were often clients
and people that
spent a lot of money on the team playing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it quite matches the zoo that's been reported in Frisco, Texas at the Star.
No, you know the stadium. You can walk through the fans to get to the field.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Yeah, but this is just at their practice facility.
But what I'm saying is that give him credit. He's
genius. Yeah.
He's the creator of that interactive. Where else can you go and get that close? Well, he took it to another level at his practice facility where while they're lifting, while they're going to meetings, it's like being, as J.P. Finley and Brian Mitchell say it daily, the aquarium.
Yeah.
And they talk about landfill and Walker.
Yeah.
Those players say they feel like they're in an aquarium.
Well, I often feel like...
And he's selling that.
I often feel like I'm like maybe how a Dallas Cowboy player would feel. I mean, Matt's always asking for my autograph and... always trying to, you know, get
not true
a little bit of time with me. I mean, you know, I mean, except when Linnell's here, because then he tries to avoid being in here.
But just
Linnell sucks out all the hot air.
But just think what Jerry's done.
Mm-hmm.
He has monetized the practice facility.
Yeah.
He gives away coupons when they win.
Yeah.
If you wear Dallas gear and you go to the local supermarket, you get 10-20% off your groceries.
Oh, really? I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't win a lot lately, so people are probably pissed. But just think about it. He's a marketing genius.
Yeah.
He's a head coach killer because he derails the subject from the matter, but he's ingenious. So being at the Star, while they're going through meetings, he's having tours. It's like going through the Smithsonian. You're walking through while they're actually conducting their day. He wants those guys to be oblivious to that so he can sell that. He's making money while they're preparing for games and whatever their day-to-day. And he wants that to be normal.
Right. Because apparently, I mean, I've never been there. Apparently, like, you can see through a window or
everything. He
built basically, like, what we have here, and you can watch the players work out. And of course,
lift.
Stupid fans are trying to, you know, knock on the glass. Yeah. Give me your autograph.
Yeah.
That's
the way it is. Why are you lifting?
And that's the system that they've set up.
These on purpose.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate access.
Yeah.
And you are like an animal at a zoo.
Yeah.
And he's paying you for that. So you need to shut the you-know-what up and eat your peanuts.
Yeah. Yeah,
and your bananas.
No. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. Let's go Sabalbi, Dr. Sabalbi up next, but D.C. and Akating. What's up, D.C.?
Great day, Russ. Great day, Doc. How y'all doing?
Hey, Coach.
D.C., what's going on?
That's good. So first, I would like to send a special prayer out and condolences to the Ward family.
Yeah.
I know it's very tough when you lose someone, but especially a child. And I want to say thank you to all the professional athletes that give of their life to us to share and have us forget some of the things that we may be going through in our lives. So I hope he can find some solace in something and enjoy, you know what I mean, the way you guys, the professionals, give us solace and joy outside of the game.
Yeah, this is well said. I mean, you know, and for not to make it about me, because it's not, but, you know, when I read that his daughter suffered from Down syndrome, or, you know, was born with Down syndrome and suffered with heart issues, a lot of people don't realize how significant the heart issues are for babies born with Down syndrome. I was very fortunate to go to not have to deal directly with that with Tyler, 23-ish years ago. But unfortunately, she did, and then there were more complications on top. And anybody that loses their child, and I know it happens, it's heartbreaking, but it's extra heartbreaking from, you know, in this particular case, because I know what that's like.
You can relate, yeah. And keep bringing awareness to, Down syndrome and all of the effects. I appreciate you for that, Russell.
Yeah, thank you, DC. Appreciate
but,
you.
But to get back on the sports note, my apologies for all of
that's
that.
Right.
But
no, brother,
Jerry Jones is always. Yes, sir. Jerry Jones always wants to compete. Now he wants a storybook ending after he's seen when a team buys in, works together, and believes in one another and come up with a Hail Mary storybook ending. Isn't that funny?
I mean.
But I will.
Here's the thing. Yeah, we got the storybook ending. It was just in Washington that Jerry's looking for, you know?
Jerry's
exactly.
Fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He wants to steal the thunder.
Yeah.
But I also believe we're a legit 6-2 team. Like I said, everyone's bought in, and we can go all the way back to the draft process and how the owner, Mr. Harris, Mr. Peterson, and Dan Quinn, they kept who they wanted to draft close to the vest. They also made him earn his position once they got their first round draft pick. And everyone, I can even say like this, players been getting cut from the team, and you haven't heard them say they had any issues with the team, because we're conducting ourselves like a team. And everyone, like I said, everyone is buying in. I even saw Payne after the game. He said, this is a brotherhood. This is what a brotherhood does.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a Also, the coach said, he talked to Sanders still. He said, come on, guys, let's get up. We need everybody's energy for this play. They weren't participating on the field in the play, but they stood up and cheered on their team. And a coach, you know what I'm saying, made sure that brothers stood together.
I agree. And when they talk about brotherhood, and DC, I appreciate you. When they talk, and the good words as always, appreciate you. When they talk about brotherhood, that Doc, that's why I said, like, we heard about culture. We heard about culture change. We heard about buying in, playing for each other, we heard a lot of that over the last 4 years here, just the most recent iteration. There's a difference between talking about it and giving lip service to it, and then immersing yourself in it. And again, I maybe I'm wrong on this, but I think there's a difference. And I think this team is immersed in it and lives it with every fiber of their being, at least from what I can tell. And every other team that I've covered was just kind of, I don't want to say either paying lip service or going through the motions. So
they were just getting paid.
Yeah, well, that too, and they were getting paid well. Dr. Sabah is with us. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hey there, guys. Sorry I hadn't called in a while. I've been so busy, and I was just in a phone meeting, so I just, you know, Doc, I wanted to reach out to you on Sunday, but I was at somebody's house. I had to watch it on my phone. I got to stop taking invites. When people want me to come over during football time, you know?
No, do you
distract me a little bit?
Live your life, Dr. Sabah.
Yeah, but Doc, I was already like in my pajamas at like, you know, 3:50. I was like, I'm not going anywhere. Then I got the phone call. Oh, we're invited to so and so. Oh God, I gotta put clothes on now. Anyway, so that's what happened. Sundays I get like a butt sore, you know, just sitting down.
I mean, pretty soon you're gonna be like, you know, to watch some of these Commanders games because they're all going to be at night. I mean, as many as possible are going to be at night. You're going to need toothpicks to keep your eyes open, you know? I mean, they're going to be running until 11:30, 11:45 at night. And then if you consume any of the postgame coverage well after midnight, because the NFL is one thing. They are intoxicated with making, A, as much money as they possibly can, B, getting as many eyeballs on the hot thing. And the Washington Commanders, you know, whether they're the best team, second best team, or whatever, I contend it's a legitimate 6-2 second best team. They are the hottest item, period. Point blank. And what happened Sunday? What happened Sunday means like nobody in America outside of Commanders people that pay attention are going to be worried about red zone issues. They're all thinking, oh my God, look at what Jaden Daniels and the Commanders have now done.
Well, what I like about it, first of all, it was good. It was good Sunday. But 1 o'clock had Drake May, my Tar Heel. So I hate that other guy calls. So that doesn't mean I hate anybody on our team. I just go root for my Tar Heel. Sorry, I do. And he got a head to head, but they still won the game. And then it went to our game, and I had to go. I was invited somewhere, so I went there and watched my phone. Then when I came back later that night, I saw Dallas lose. So it was great. You know, I thought it was a good Sunday. And so, you know, you can't beat that. And then as far as this team is concerned and how good they are, to me, Doc, how many times I told you this? Harmony, teamwork, this is a team. And you know what really solidified it more for me, guys, is when Mariota had to come in and play. We didn't miss a beat. And that doesn't mean I'm a Jaden hater. What it means is we're not very top heavy.
I love how Dr. Sabah tries to get out in front of all the numbskulls that call her a hater.
Oh, my God. I mean, you can't. What I was doing was complimenting the team.
Yeah.
In other words, if Jaden gets hurt tomorrow, we're not Dunsky. We may not be as good. We may not be as flashy, but I am so confident. I can't believe in this team and this coaching staff. The defense are all flying around. We don't have superstars everywhere. We are so much better now because the base is good. I don't care about the icing. Jaden is more like icing, which is great. He's got base and icing. I understand that. But if he ever gets injured, I feel like we're going to be okay for at least a while because we have a base. We have the offensive line playing great. We have our wide receivers being where they're supposed to be. We have the defensive line, and I think we're playing better without Jonathan Allen. And our cornerbacks, they're doing the best they can while we're getting a pass rush. Our kicker, I hadn't seen our kicker be this good since Mark Moseley. It's amazing. So I think that the coaching staff, and I feel like Dan Quinn, I wasn't sold on him, guys, when he first started, but he, to me, feels like a guy who learned from his mistakes from the last stop that he had. And he is going out of his way to stay upbeat, stay positive, and make sure he has guys that fill in gaps, him and Peterson. So I think that we are really as good as our record is, because that's what Parcells said. You're 6-2. That's what we are. Now, will we beat Detroit? I don't know. But I like to find out, because guess what happens? When we get there, Goff may have a hangnail, and he can't play. Let's see how good the base of that team is without Goff. So that's my thing.
They scored like 45 points the other day with him having 10 attempts, so they're pretty good.
Well, three touchdown passes.
I know, but he only had like 10 attempts or something like that. But I understand your point. You never know, right? I mean, and teams can be dramatically different 8 weeks from now or not. I guess it would be
exactly
9 weeks from now or whatever
if
it is.
Only we were the Redskins, it would be perfect. That's all I'm asking.
I know,
if only we were the Skins, guys.
I know, Doc.
Hey,
know,
by the way, my thing is DC Dagger. That was my thing for the Hail Mary.
Oh,
the
okay.
Gotcha. DC Dagger.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, we did the headlines thing yesterday. Yeah. Appreciate you, Doc.
I didn't get a chance to call in. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Hope all is well. The DC Dagger. Did you like mine, Doc? I did Noah's Ark with
Noah's
ARC.
Noah's Ark was good, but tomorrow around 1 o'clock, because you know that the baby's going to have his iteration too. He's not going to let you get away
with
that.
What, he can put on a T-shirt?
Well, yeah, he's going to put on a T-shirt. He's going to
come
up with a logo.
Probably like seven or eight words, though. Not a great headline.
Yeah. I love how he introduced at the best damn sports show period the other night in Largo that we did.
He's not even an original.
I love how he introduced Doc, Matt. You weren't there. How he introduced Doc was someone who has helped me with my brand. Get out of here with the brand. You're not a brand. You're a talk show host.
No, but he thinks he is. So, you know what? Let him think that. Because maybe one day he will be.
My brand.
One day he may be.
I guess I've got a brand. Ill Rooster.
Yeah. Hey,
you know. I guess that's my brand. 251, Team 980. We'll come back. Doc's going to leave us in a couple of minutes here. We'll wrap up with a thought on the Dodgers, and then we'll get back into the rest of the show after 3 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, wrapping up hour number two, and unfortunately, that's going to wrap up our time with the DOC today. You got something going on.
The
Whale get
was having a press conference, and they needed me to cover it. Yeah,
to MC? Wait, you're going to MC Linnell's press conference?
Linnell is introducing
a new brand?
New brand, It's a branding deal, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. A new extension. Any details?
Yeah. No, I was told they want to save it all for when they raise the curtain.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are your Dodgers going to win the World Series tonight?
I feel like I felt during the Commanders game.
Mm-hmm.
It's frightening because there's one team on earth that can snatch you from three up, and it's the Bronx Bombers. It's been done before. The Dodgers have done it. It's capable.
Yeah.
There
the Yankees did it
in
2004?
Yeah. But you got to have a source of power and a closer to do it. They've got it. So you just got to play. But I'd rather be three up than three down. But, man, who's scoring first and they're throwing the bullpen at them? But can I take a moment to just shout out the Wizard? I'm telling you what, getting that
Washington W. The Washington Wizards.
The Wizard.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to get one.
I forgot to mention that.
Well, but no, you didn't. But I'm just saying, I don't want to take it for granted because it's hard to win in the association while you're reestablishing basic, fundamentals.
Yep. On the road. Against
Atlanta,
Zachary Risache.
One versus two.
Not the most intimidating environment, but still.
No, but it's still. I didn't want to take it for granted. Yep. Just like the Capitals ran into, of course, a hot netminder. But it's just the idea that our teams, man, look at us.
Yeah.
How lucky are we?
Big one tonight for the Caps against the New York Rangers.
Yeah,
you know who's going to be there?
Of course. Are you in the opening ceremonies?
Maybe.
Okay, good. Hey, Essek.
Ceremonial puck drop?
Essek. He's in.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's in. He's
maybe. I'll have a story on that coming up next hour of how this came about.
You should.
DOC, always great to see you, my friend. Be safe.
Is Grant Paulson going to be involved in this? Can you leak that out?
Maybe.
Okay, good. Hey, Essek. They're both going to be involved in
a streak might be snapped tonight there, D.O.C.
I've never really heard of Grant Paulson.
Neither have I. A streak might be snapped.
I'll be listening.
Thank you, Doc.
I'll be listening. Thank
appreciate you. Yes, indeed. Safe travels. We always and Doc's Dodgers, again, just need one win out of the next four to win the World Series. All right, hour number three straight ahead. Paulie says he's going to yell at me. We just lost a caller that I was going to get to, so I apologize for that. If you want to call back in, I'll put you up first in the line. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And yes, the Wizards won. Details on that coming up during cleanup on aisle 3. Stay with us.